Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard tonight as we have valuable information for your spirit being coming down the highway of holiness, praise Yahweh, without which no man shall see the truth. The Bible says also about truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Also, my people, talking about the children of Yah, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, you are a result of what you think. And by your words, you're justified, and by your words, you are condemned. Tonight, we're going to get into perhaps some of the most deepest thought processes to stir you up in your pure mind. And this is solely intended for the ascended ones, those who have learned by reason of experience in meditation, in desire, and in seeking, asking, and knocking. For the Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. So all this week, we are going to get into some real deep, comprehensive studies of the meat subjects of the Father that are coming down to the children of Yah in the last days. Now, in the time of trouble, the Bible says there will come a time when we will enter an era of time that the whole earth will be filled with knowledge. Now, that doesn't mean, because the Bible said evil men shall wax worse and worse, it doesn't mean that the earth itself, literally speaking, will be filled with knowledge. But it does mean that the planet itself will be energized with the light frequencies of the deep, calling unto the deep, as is in the book of Job, related to and coming from the consolation of Orion in the 38th chapter of the book of Job, as we are now in the time that the Father has spoke about, that we are now emerging into the ascended times where the Father will raise His people above this that is going on today in the earth, praise Yahweh. We're talking about the evil things. There is a place where you can be hid, sheltered, and in safety by the things that are happening in the earth, the time of trouble. That's when the true lights of Yahweh, the ascended ones, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, praise Yahweh. And we are now on a spiritual journey, those that have cast aside all of the material things of this plane, trading the things that are temporal, in search of and seeking and asking for the things that are eternal. Now, the Bible makes it very clear in the Scriptures that the eye hath not seen, and the ear hath not heard, and neither hath it entered into the heart of man or woman, while Yahweh, the eternal spirit, the high frequency, the light, the eternal vibration, has laid up for them that love and serve Him, or those that vibrate, those that produce energies that cause them to draw closer to Him. The Bible says, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto thee. Job chapter 38, verse 31. We will get into this cosmic code interpretations all week. This is going to meet. It isn't for the faint of heart. It is not for them that are concerned with the present world. You know, sometimes we get caught up in the manipulation of mind control as we are tossed to and fro like little children upon a storming and raging sea. The governments of the earth have learned that if they can keep things stirred, or they can keep turmoil, or they can keep your mind stressed, or your focus attention upon them as your savior or your deliverer, ladies and gentlemen, there is no safety to the wicked. Only safety comes in those that are able to go in to the kingdom of heaven and find great treasure. We're talking tonight about the cluster of star systems that is located in the Pleiades. We're going to begin the divine blueprint of the mastery, the ascended ones, and those that know or have memory or are now obtaining the memory of where that they came from and what their mission was when they came over here. Ladies and gentlemen, your mission when you came over here was not to get caught up in this game, mind playing with government agencies controlling your every thought, your pocketbook, and even your life as they dictate as you go to and fro trying to keep up or trying to stay abreast of the happenings upon the earth. Now, you would be better off to enter into a cave as doth the Afghanistans when there is war and the planes are bombing overhead. Most of the Taliban are going into the caves of the earth. Why? They're seeking protection. Now, we would like to stress that we have testimony by John J. Maresca. He is the Vice President of International Relations of Unical Corporation, and he testified before the House Committee on International Relations and the Subcommittee on Asia and the Pacific on February the 12th, 1998. And he called for the need of the United States to support the international and regional efforts to achieve a balanced and lasting political situation in Russia and other newly independent states and in Afghanistan. Now, he goes into the reasons why that Afghanistan, after about 100 years, the international oil industry is now looking at the Caspian Central Asian region with the discovery of oil. And I reported that to you a month ago, that the real reason that the coalition nations, and with the support of Russia and other nations abroad, Great Britain in particular, that they are seeking to go into the Caspian Central Asian region to claim the oil and to build routing markets to this vast oil that is there. By 2010, Western companies could increase production to about 4 to 5 million barrels of oil a day. Now think about that. An increase of more than 500% in only 15 years. And if this occurs, the region would represent about 5% of the world's total oil production and almost 20% of oil produced among none, and I underline none, OPEC countries. The Caspian region contains tremendous untapped hydrocarbon reserves, much of them are located in the Caspian Sea Basin. Proven natural gas reserves, as much as 250 trillion cubic feet, and the region's total oil reserves may reach more than 200 billion barrels. And ladies and gentlemen, this is worth going for. This is worth shedding blood for. And we are there to express our interest, maybe the United States, in its haste for national security, looking ahead. You see, they plan 10 to 20 years ahead in long-term planning. Now you know why that Central Asia, particularly the area of Afghanistan, is so important to the United States, as we are now in a strong binding coalition after 9/11/01. Now, whoever conjured up this plan, be it Osama bin Laden or the CIA or some foreign power, but we know that it has the blessings and support of the coalition as it is now gifted with the sentiments of the earth, mostly the Western nations in particular, as they are now united to go to war to bring this region under UN dominance. And the plans, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to order the plans tonight of the testimony by John J. Marushka of the Unocal Corporation, as he was testifying in 1998 about the reasons why that we should be in Afghanistan or in the Caspian Sea region to claim our shower of oil, praise Yahweh, and oil will shower down upon the United States if we can tap into these vast reserves, 500 years worth of oil is in this region just for the tapping. And ladies and gentlemen, only the strong survive. Can you blame the United States for going in for the oil? If we are looking out for security 10 years down the road, we no longer would like to become dependent upon OPEC, which is Arab structured in its productions, and they now have a monopoly upon oil. So that's the real reason. And we are going to get into the reasons tonight that the oil of the Holy Spirit is what you must use to ascend into the presence of the Almighty. Now, we're only going to talk tonight, meet, and this is for the ascended masters, those that have learned through discernment to eat the meat and to shun the milk. Now, milk is necessary for the start growth process, but you see, Jacob Israel is nigh overdue for the awakening. Now, the ascension is actually what we're talking about, and most Christians refer to it as a rapture. They see their bodies hurling through space and being taken up into the air. That is not what it is at all. Ascended ones are those that each possess four bodies. Now, we'd like to describe in detail as we go through this process of the Ascended Masters this whole week on what is necessary for you to ascend back into a heaven that exists. Now, according to Luke 17, verse 20, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And yet we look for these building blocks of the kingdom without. We are spiritual creatures, creators, actually, because we are what we think we are. And if we should eliminate these disempowering or these all-empowering words, we should only eliminate those words which are negative. And negativity dwells in the flesh man. The flesh man is weak. The flesh man is always coming up short. But if we can ascend into our inward being and frequently vibrate on a frequency, meaning that we develop a pattern of maintaining as we describe what this really is. Now, we're talking about ascension. Let me give you the definition of what I think ascension is. Ascension is the energy that confines itself into complex ways to form everything everywhere on every dimension. Energy itself has two main qualities. Sound, that equates to loudness and frequency and the rate by which it vibrates with sound as in a pitch. So, you see, our Heavenly Father Himself is light and sound. The Bible said God is light. The Bible says on the day of Pentecost there came a sound from heaven. So then, this combination, aptitude with sound, that equates to loudness and frequency, the rate by which it vibrates with sound, is its pitch. So then, this is coming down, the aptitude with its frequency, and we possess four bodies in which to distribute these frequencies that are daily bombarding our being with this information. Now, only the ascended ones. The Bible says, blessed are your ears, for you have ears to hear, and the rest of the world cannot hear. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. It's not necessary be talking about your physical being able to see or hear. It is at the frequencies in which your receiver is gathering in these energies that come from above, or as you send into the frequency, you become a possessor of the bodies which you are most familiar with, which is the physical body, of course, which is emotional and mental, and then we have our spirit body. Now, that is the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. Out of all of those, all these bodies are necessary. There's not one in any particular form that is greater than the other, because in the total sum, you're going to need all four bodies to obtain a higher frequency to maintain your status with the Spirit or the Father. Now, we talk about Him as a God, an old man sitting on the throne with a beard. That is not what God is. Most people have a misconception in their mind. This is in the physical, as they are carnal, caught up in the carnal knowledge of spiritual matters. The Bible says the carnal mind is not subject unto Yahweh, and neither can be. Now why? Because the carnal mind is enmity against the Spirit. The Spirit works against the flesh, and the flesh works against the Spirit. The only way that you can succeed is to make peace with yourself. There's only one in this world that is needed to conquer. And you have met the enemy, and the enemy is not the CIA, or the KGB, or this plot. If they get you caught up in this, and get you carried away, then you are going to be carnal, physically minded, and you will miss the whole intention of why these trying times come upon you. That is to turn you within to seek a deeper, more satisfying answer to all the problems that it seems that is going on earth. Now, the Bible talks about the times that we will live in the last days, wars. But it says the end is not yet. Rumors of wars, but the end is not yet. Nation rising against nation, the end is not yet. And all these things are to keep you distracted from your pursuit of a frequency being or a light bearer. And later in the week, we're going to get into the congealed light beings as they manifest upon the earth in light bodies. And now, in the midst of the darkest storms of life is when these light bodies shine the brightest. Let me repeat that. At your darkest hour, at the deepest trauma, or the greatest mountain to climb, the light shines brighter in you because you possess a body that is capable of becoming the master of itself. Now, I said, if you meet the enemy is you. And the one that you must conquer is yourself. Don't worry about all these other problems that are in the world. You will have all these problems as long as time exists. They will never go away, and you will never have a utopia kingdom upon earth without evil until evil is eliminated. And the evil must be eliminated first in you. Now, when you become righteous or unevil, that is not to say that you then become a Pharisee and start pointing your crooked finger at everybody that you deem that is evil. That is not your job to judge. You didn't come into the world to judge. You came in the world to save yourself from this untoward generation. You will learn as time goes on that you are not the judge. Your objective here is to save yourself. Now, the greatest enemy that you have to overcome, as I have said, is self. To master yourself in your four bodies, which are physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. These are all necessary to make the comprehensive ascended master that you are to become. And if you cannot achieve this greatness to become an ascended master, you must die and be weighed in the balance and found again wanting. That means that you must do your first work over. The Bible says Yahweh is not willing that any should perish. We're talking about the ascended light beings that must come into perfection before the end comes. The end will not come until the ascended masters have met their purposes, and this higher frequency energy is the energy of the source of all, and it is the ultimate origin of everything. Remember, the higher frequency, this frequency can only be obtained in the spiritual body. Now, since you are entombed in these four state bodies, you must master each step of each body to become the person that Yahweh wants you to become as an ascended master. Now, remember what the Bible said. Take no thought for what you shall eat. For all these things do the Gentiles take thought of. And if you will present yourself before Yahweh, He shall supply your needs. Well, we're on the ascended masters tonight. This is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard. And this message is particularly for the ascended ones, and that is you. Praise Yahweh. We'll be back in a couple of minutes after the break. You stay tuned. We'll come back and get into the energy centers that are most needful in your spirit being. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Come back and see us in 2 minutes. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend and tell them we're on the air tonight. We've got some good stuff going. The whole week will be a series of neat teaching as we are bringing you the Ascended Masters series live and direct tonight on Truth 2. Praise Yahweh. Now, the four bodies that I'm talking about tonight, each of these bodies is made up of energy of different frequencies. Remember, nobody is ever, hardly ever on the same level. Each of us vibrate, or each of us have knowledge, or each of us have expression, or talents, or gifts, or contributions to make from each of the frequency dimensions that we're in at any given time. You can get something wonderful and something very spontaneous, inspiring or inspirational from a person one day and come back the next day and get cussed out for your efforts. We don't maintain, and that's our problem. Now, the Bible teaches us to be in a maintaining position always of positive energy. If these bodies are made up of different frequencies, this energy plus the energy behind is what we call matter. It is even higher frequency energy. It is not detectable by scientific instrumentation because they too are made of matter. and no instrument of matter can detect frequencies higher than the frequency from which it's made. Remember that. So there is no measurements of your frequency as it is expressing itself in the dimensions of these four different bodies that you possess at any given time. The higher frequency energy is the energy of the source, the ultimate origin of everything. It is the energy from which a third dimensional energy, such as light, is derived, an energy that congregates as subatomic particles that make up atoms. The most amazing thing about this energy is that it is called a conscious, or we call it the super subconscious. It voluntarily agrees to participate in things like the cells of energy of your body. We repay the debt to this energy by providing a means by which it can express itself and perform its creativity. Yes, the universe, and you are a microcosm, is creative at all levels. Our physical bodies, emotions, and thoughts, and spirits, or souls, if you prefer, most do, they can't comprehend spirit beings, are all made of this stuff that we call energy. It is blended in such ways that make us each unique in the universe. Because the energy that is making up our physical bodies has a frequency, we can change it, and as we do, our physical bodies become less dense. Are you with me? The density of the physical body, therein lies the problem. Now, the higher you vibrate in frequencies, the less you are aware of your physical body, or the lighter the physical body becomes. You must use your ability to obtain the ability to vibrate on a higher frequency, even as you're locked into these physical bodies. Fasting. I have spent years in fasting. The ascended masters are daily training. Paul spoke of the scripture, in fasting often, in prayers, in toils, in dangers of our own countrymen, dangers of the deep, danger of the wild, danger of the beast, danger of these evil ones that are seeking to kill us, dangers of our own government that is trying to enslave us. Eventually, as we do, we'll be vibrating above the level of the physical plane and be free of its limitations. Most people are bound in the physical limitation of the frequency, and they only vibrate in reaction to things that are materialistically happening around them. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you ascend and get above the mundane things of the physical world or the material world, and that's why the Bible puts emphasis on placing no emphasis upon materials. Think not of what you eat, what you're going to wear, and what you're going to put on. But pray and fast and seek the covering or the vibrational instructions that can only come through a divine intervenience in your physical being. You must submit yourself to the higher cause. In fact, we're on our way, as we do this, to becoming fifth-dimensional beings. And therein lays the secret, ladies and gentlemen. You must be able to ascend as the masters into the fifth dimension to really comprehend the spiritual instructions on what you must do to be saved. Once there, low-frequency energies such as fear and limitation will fall away, and you'll be one with the all-present spirit. At this point, you'll also be one with what we better know as the Christ consciousness. Now, I don't like the word Christ, so let me explain what the word Christ means. In the Bible, it is a substitute word for Messiah. The word is Greek in its pronunciation, and it means anointed. So you will be anointed consciousness is what it's talking about. You will have an anointed consciousness far above the physical realm of physical self, and that's what ascension of the masters is all about. If there was anyone left on the physical plane, they would no longer see you. Your energy would be to such a high frequency for their physical eyes to see. That is why that when we go to fifth dimension, we disappear literally in flesh form being. And we have a body that is capable of ascending to the fifth dimension. Remember, Christ could appear and disappear at will, even before he was crucified. He was an ascended master, and he come to show us the way. He said, I am not of this world. Take no thought, for my sheep are not of this world. You see, we are not to be caught up in this material world that we are willing to shed blood when we should only shed these bodies of flesh, material, carnality, fear, ignorance, and superstition, and seek for the spirit things that come from the higher frequency. Thus, the entire physical plane is ascending along with the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever noticed time speeding up? Tomorrow night, I will get into the photon belt and explain to you the vibrational frequencies of the congealed light beings. Only those that qualify are made participants in the photon belt, because remember, everyone vibrates on its acceptable frequency, or you cannot vibrate any higher than what you've ascended. Therefore, as water seeks its own level, so spirit beings, or those that are participating in this game, if you will, the Bible calls this place a planet, a schoolmaster zone, to learn the things that I'm teaching about as we go into the substance of the frequency of the light and sound aspects of the ascended ones, as we get into the depth of the scriptures concerning the ascended masters. Praise Yahweh. Job 38:31. Can you bind the cluster of the Pleiades? Now, the Pleiades is the seven sister stars that is located in the constellation of Orion. Orion itself means a congealed light. Are we from the constellation of Orion? Are we descended ones, as we descended, came into physical bodies, heavier, denser bodies, as light beings, we descended and we had to decelerate, as now our objective is to accelerate and speed up the frequency vibrations and ascend back into from whence we came, because the Bible says, Christ himself said, I am not of this world, and neither are my sheep. Are you an ascended one from the Pleiades? Isn't it wonderful that Job spoke of the consolation of Pleiades? Write for my 12-tape series on the ascended ones as they go through the 12 signs of the zodiac as ascended masters, and each one that becomes ascended must ascend through these 12 steps, which we have 12 energy centers in our bodies located that we must conquer and overcome to be ascended ones. Can you loose the belt of Orion? Did you know that the constellation of Orion has what we describe as a belt? He says, can you loose the belt of Orion? Here we have these very imposing questions to an ascended master. Job was an ascended master, and we now find evidence that the Father was telling him that he was from the constellation of Pleiades, or the seven star system in the belt of Orion. The 12 chakras are vortex centers located and loaded with information within your being. But you must be able to vibrate to translate. You are evolving yourself even when you are not on the planet, and you are perhaps more involved with the identities of yourself in the four-stage series than you actually remember. Therefore, to evolve, you pick particularly challenging situation in which you have to rise above or beyond that which was established as a ceiling or boundary of what is possible. Remember, to become a super ascended one, you must overcome great obstacles, and you yourself have chosen these as obstacles that you particularly feel interested in overcoming. You have to become a super being in whatever reality you enter, because as members of the family of light, the branch that is in you, the light, remember, he is the vine and you are the branches, you purposely came to this planet to give yourself a challenge so that you could become defiant of that energy negative that is resistant to you. And that's what we talk about overcoming. So this is a schoolyard where we have these situations as schoolmasters to teach us. Do not get caught up with the daily affairs of this earth. Remember, there is a higher calling for you, and to become an ascended one, you must dwell in the ascended fifth plane of consciousness where that you can communicate back to the Father and back to the throne. His sons are his glory, now calling you home. So in this, you are more than conquerors. And tomorrow night, we're going to talk about the filaments of DNA as the congealed light in the blood. We have been in this for several years, studying the process of congealed light in the blood. There is a particular race upon the earth that has this ability to ascend and descend. Remember, the Bible says itself, in my Father's house are many. And you shall go in and out, in and out, in and out, and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, as you begin to connect the helix, which is your 12-strand DNA process, as you begin to war the 12 chakras that are nothing more than vortex centers loaded with information that you must become able to translate. There is a job, there is an agenda for you to conquer the fear, the ignorance, and the superstition of that which is going on in the world. Remember, the Bible said, take no thought. And yet today, most of our mind and most of our time is given into these fearful situations that we find ourselves. Let's go back into the 1800s. There was wars. There was newspaper reports. Into the 1900s, there was wars and newspaper accounts of where, and then the radio, and then the advent, and today we are in an instant communication, and we're bombarded daily with negatives, energies of negativity, to control the very process, to keep you enslaved, and keep you from breaking free from the material plane into your spiritual home, or your final destination. So, you must withdraw from the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, and you shall become an ascended master. Remember, electronics can jam your frequency. The government has figured out how you operate on a 5.4 megahertz capacity. And so then they can manipulate the mind through these energy fields, low-level energies, as they come across. And now they're using these things to mind control or to mass-produce these illusions so that we are now more hurtable as cattle as they see us, because these wise men that sit above us have thinking caps on that will include at least 10 to 15 years in advance of where we're at today. So you must get ahead of the game. Your objective as a scientific frequency station, you are an individual, and you must become part of this frequency challenge, and you must rise above the call, for your destiny is to come back to the fold. The shepherd is calling you, and you will enter a new paradigm of light and fellowship with sound as a profound new boundaries are being opened up into the ascended masters who are able to ascend above the carnal or the material plane. Very few ever reach it, ladies and gentlemen. And we tonight are in this series of the Ascended Masters. We'll be on it all week long, teaching you the divine principles of the blueprint of your DNA code. Praise Yahweh and what you were born into this world for. If you're listening to Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, if you'd like to communicate with the Shepherd's Call, remember we are archived on truthradio.com, and you can find us there in the archive. Just click on truthradio.com. You can click on the archives and get every message that we have preached on Truth Radio. So if you would like to go back and study some of the things that we have taught, if you would like to obtain a copy of these, you can just click on the archives. If you have a computer, you can download truthradio.com, and you're listening to us tonight on Galaxy 9, Channel 2 of truthradio.com, 5.8 frequency, I believe, 5.4 on Truth 1. So here we are in truth, and if you would like to communicate with us here on Truth Radio, the Shepherd's Call, simply address your letters and correspond us, and we do appreciate your tithes and offerings, a few that we have regularly tithed to us, and they are very much appreciated because they keep our hands raised above the material plane that we can think in spiritual places to download this valuable information. If you're going to overcome, and you must have this information to overcome, ladies and gentlemen, it is essential that you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284. And the city is New Tazewell. That's NEWTAZEWELL, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. And if you'd like to call me, you can simply reach me tonight on telephone by dialing area code 423-626-2172. If you would like to contact my sponsors tonight, and we are brought to you by our sponsors and Miracle 2 products. This is something amazing and most wonderful. It, you know, when we talk about it, you think that we're bragging on it, and we really aren't. But the testimonies that we have about Miracle 2 is astonishing. You need to write for Miracle 2 testimonies, and you can receive a catalog from our sponsors here tonight that will tell you all about Miracle 2 products. You may need it in the coming days because it is one of the products that is recommended to wash your clothes and to decontaminate your clothes and things of this nature. It will actually kill anthrax, ladies and gentlemen. It will kill a deadly cobra poison by drinking the neutralizer, which is a split formula. It can be used on the external, or it is so pure in its formulation. This spirit formula came from heaven, from the frequency channel that I have given and taught you tonight in the Ascended Master Zone. This was given to one of the Ascended Masters, Clayton Tettleton, and he formulated it with seven unique formulations. And now this formula can be split and divided. It can be used as a soap outward, and it's had miracles, skin cancers and things of this nature. And also it can be drank as or ingested internally as a neutralizer, and it will do thousands of things. You can use it for glass cleaner, dishwashing, car, truck wash, clothes, carpet cleaner, carport cleaner for grease and things of this nature, a spot cleaner. You can use it for insect spray, garden spray, shampoos for your cats or dogs. You can just use it for many things. If you'd like to have the information tonight, simply call 1-877-289-7439. And you can call 888-281-7320, or you can call area code 423, I'm sorry, that's area code 866-761-0438. All three of these are toll-free dial-in numbers. Now, if you call tonight, that number will probably be answered by voicemail. Simply leave your name and address, and a representative will get in touch with you as soon as possible, and you can have the things that you need in this present world. There are things that you have to have to survive, such as clothing and shelter and these necessary things for the physical man, but you're not to give your thought process over to these things. So remember that the spiritual things, those things which are above, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all these things will be added unto you. Remember, that is area code 877-289-7439, area code 888-281-7320, or area code 666-761-0438. These are the sponsors that have brought you the Shepherd's Call tonight. I've been very delighted to be among you tonight. I'm very excited about our series of the Ascended Masters. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call to all of the congealed light beings wherever you congregate. May Yahweh's richest treasures be yours. And may you reach above the material things in the plains of earth and reach into the heavens by faith and pull down those things that are intended for you, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. May Yahweh bless you. See you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.